We all know that Dorchester is a great place to live. It's just about perfect to provide a small range of businesses, restaurants, effective nightlife and coffee shops. We can look back at what's happened in the last 30 years in Dorchester, and we can see that controlled, steady growth in the town does work. What we don't want is massive overdevelopment in our rural areas and massive growth that we just can't cope with. In the last 30 years, this town has grown at a rate of about 100 to 150 houses a year. That's the sort of level of growth that we can cope with. That's Poundbury and Brewery Square. But what the government is proposing, which is for us to do, is simply bonkers. It's plain and simple bonkers. How they're now telling us we need 400 houses a year for about 10 years. 4,000 new houses. Our infrastructure can't cope with that sort of change. Or at least it could do, but if we cope with the change, there won't be any money left for affordable housing at all. What we recognised, if the development took place, what we'd have to do is to have a new northern bypass. But think about what the roads are like there now. There's a need for roundabouts, new bridges. There's a whole series of road infrastructures that we would need to put in place. And it doesn't work for Dorchester. Also, at the moment, we are lucky that we have one secondary school, a genuinely comprehensive school that's a long-term success. If the population increases, there won't be there'll be need for a whole new secondary school. So we'll have competition between the schools, and you immediately start to get one good school and one poor school. That's the way it works in other parts of the country, and it's not in the best interests of our town. We also need new medical facilities as well. It's fine to see a whole lot of work at the hospital, but if the population increases significantly, there's a heck of a lot more that's going to be needed to support the population. And then we have problems like the sewerage. You know, it affects many places around the country, but we in particular have a problem shown in the last year or so. When the town floods, we have raw sewage in our streets, and that needs to be addressed as well. Also, many people might not realise is that the water supply in Dorchester comes from that area. How is it going to be kept drinkable and safe when there's a load of building work going on there? What they'll need to do is find another site from another part of the country, probably Somerset, and put a pipe in from bring fresh water down here from there. Again, costing a huge amount of money. And there's also the problem with nitrates in Poole Harbour, killing the wildlife and stopping the supplies. One of my other jobs in the last year or two was to work on a project about the national grid and how we needed more electricity supply. And expert after expert told us nothing could be done before 2035 to provide extra electricity. But if you look at the plans, they want them all done and built by 2034. So how is that going to happen in practice? It's just not realistic. When you look at it from any angle, what you can see is that the plans are not realistic. And there just aren't the number of people, the number of builders to make it happen. This is wrong. It's not putting Dorchester first. It's putting private greed and private money first. Yeah, yeah. So we'd have a choice if things were to go ahead. Either we should have all these roads and infrastructure, or we should have some affordable housing. Whatever we do the sums, you can't get both. But the truth is, we don't want either of those things, really, do we? But my job as mayor is to recognise what the feelings of the whole town are, what the feelings are for every part of the community. So the important thing is that you, all of you here today, everyone you know, needs to put in your views by October the 13th so that you can have a say in what's going to happen in our future. If we all work together, I feel confident that we can get an agreement, we can get a plan that actually works for Dorchester. And you are all a key part of achieving that. So thank you for coming out today, and have a good positive day today.